Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World. My colleague, Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State. And before that, with the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal in Hong Kong, much experience in Asia, as I do not. I've only ever been to Taiwan. However, we have an economy on the mainland that is reporting in all instances what we can get as in severe trouble, not an ordinary recession at all. And the remedy is not obvious from the central government. We have unemployment that's not even posted. It's that bad. We have a housing sector that's collapsed. It's a crater. We have manufacturing declining regularly, lower and lower reports. And we also have, what you'd have to say, a complete fear of consumerism, which propels the American economy, but not the Chinese economy. And we've got a country in so much trouble. I'm not rooting for it to get worse, Mary. I am noting that China's integrated into the global economy, and I don't know how much better we can get if China's this sick. Your measure, Mary, you know China right now. These people are very hardworking. They're capable of coming out of it. What do they need? What can we look towards short of the expulsion of the Communist Party? Is there anything other than we could do?
Well, you've hit the nail on the head, John. That's what the Chinese people need. They need freedom and an accountable government. They would look like Taiwan today if they had that. The Chinese Communist Party has held back the people of China for decades, suppressed them, brutalized them, tortured them, and prevented them from having a better future. It's a terrible situation. And as you rightly say, China is in a terrible crisis. They're in a banking crisis, a property crisis, an unemployment crisis because of the nature of the regime, which has centralized control, which is deeply corrupt, and which misallocates resources on a grand scale that we haven't seen since the old Soviet Union. And it's impossible for the leadership to, quote unquote, fix this situation because they need the hallmarks of a free economy to fix it. They need property rights, independent boards, a free media. They don't have any of those things. And so my fear is that Xi Jinping, unable to solve this problem, watching it deepen, takes an action outside the country to provoke a conflict, to take his people's attention away from the problems at home. And I do think that that's a real danger.
The Biden administration's approach has been a form of protectionism, sometimes called sanctions, sometimes called tariffs. Has that been effective in any fashion, Mary?
Well, it's brought the Chinese to the table. The Trump administration put them in place. The Biden team kept what we had put in place and expanded the program. But what I think is lacking here is an approach that takes into account all the benefits of our system. You know, how do we encourage investment in our country? How do we incentivize capital to leave China and come to us? I haven't seen that sort of a program yet. I hope we will. But until then, I think the tariff regime, unfortunate as it is that we're raising prices on U.S. consumers, is unfortunately necessary because we need a stick against this regime. We need to contain it. And ultimately, we need to push for a free China. This is the only way that the region would achieve stability in the world. The free world would be safe.
It would appear that Europe is coming to the same conclusion, small steps, half-heartedly. How do you measure Europe recognizing the problem with China?
Well, the Europeans asked us for an annual meeting on China right before we left office back in 2019. So they get it. They simply don't want to lead, and they don't want to see as being outwardly aggressive toward Beijing because they still have big economic stakes there, and they haven't explained to their populations the threat. Instead, they make an excuse that you know, the problem is really a bilateral problem between the U.S. and China. Well, that's just not true. And our problem isn't just China. Our problem is the coalition that China is building between China, Russia, Iran, North Korea. That's the enemy that we face. And that's how we need to frame the discussion and educate the public in order to get the political capital to take the actions we need to maintain our national security.
Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President at Stevens Incorporated, former Senior Advisor to the Secretary of State. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,